A word that is sometimes used to describe the followers of Jesus is the word disciple. Disciple is a person who wants to learn from Jesus and, if possible, to help Jesus in his work. And I'm going to tell you today about how the very first disciples met Jesus. Jesus was taking a walk by a big lake one day, a lake so big that it's actually called the Sea of Galilee. And as Jesus walked along, he saw two brothers up to their knees in the water. Their names were Simon and Andrew. And they were standing in the water with nets, and they were throwing their nets out into the water because they were fishermen, and this is how they spent their time every day. Their goal, this is how they made their living. So their goal was to catch enough fish that they would have something to eat, but also some extra fish so that they would have something to sell. So there they were, standing in the water, fishing with their nets, and Jesus came to them and said, "Come and follow me. I work with people, not fish, but I think you can help me." And so Simon and Andrew waded out of the water, and they dropped their nets right there on the sand, and they went with Jesus. Well, the three were walking farther along the lake, and they saw two more brothers. These brothers were named James and John, and their father was named Zebedee, and all three were sitting in a boat. James and John and Zebedee were mending their nets. They'd gotten torn by a big fish or a heavy load of fish, and so they were having to restring them and sort of sew them together so that they could use them to go fishing. And Jesus said the same thing to James and John as he had said to Simon and Andrew. He said, "Come and follow me." So James and John climbed out of their boat. They left their nets behind, and they went with Jesus. As Simon and Andrew and James and John followed along with Jesus, they saw Jesus doing three things. They saw that whenever Jesus met people who were engaged in studying the scripture, Jesus would spend time with them and explain them what the words meant and teach them about the Bible that they were reading. They also saw that wherever Jesus went, whenever he met somebody, he would say, "The kingdom of heaven has come near. It's time to turn toward God." And the other thing they noticed Jesus doing was that he was healing people. People would be brought to him who couldn't walk or who had been really sick or who were really disturbed in their mind or their spirit. And Jesus would be able to make them well. And word got around about this, so people started bringing more and more of their sick or injured friends. They were coming from farther and farther away, and the crowds were getting bigger and bigger. Those disciples stayed close to Jesus so that they could learn from him and so that they could help him in whatever way they could. And we're going to join hands now and say a prayer. Dear God, we also are disciples of Jesus, and so we ask that you help us to hear and understand what Jesus is teaching us, and to see how he wants us to live our lives. Give us grace and courage to follow his way. Amen.